Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kevin, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, I have a topic request. Why do I know several beautiful women who are still single at 30, and have never really been in a relationship before? I've been watching them on social media on and off for years now. The only thing I see is that they party every weekend with all their girls. They go to festivals and sit in the soccer stadium and maybe go on vacation 1 to 2 times a year. They like and share some clever relationship quotes, as if they've had a little love affair here and there, but they never had a real committed relationship that you can actually hear about. They are all small, thin, and pretty, maybe a little bit shy, not super heavily made up, not tattooed or similar. I ask myself, are they just too extremely toxic and private, or does no one dare to speak to them? Sure, you can see that over the years, dogs and cats invaded their lives as they became more miserable, but have you been able to observe such women? Well, Kevin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Yes, in Toronto, I've observed many such women. Some become dog moms and are now well into their 40s as well. Others I've known like that, they were single in their 40s and 50s and suddenly in their late 50s, early 60s, found men and got married. They found men with tons of assets that provided them a decent retirement. Maybe the women you speak of are alpha widows, and they got the best men in the sack and won't settle for anything less than the best looking and most financially successful men to have a relationship with. Once they've had the best from then on, they expect the best. The women you observed are good looking enough to sleep with the most attractive men and can probably ride the rooster roller coaster well into their 30s and 40s, because they take care of their bodies. Notice how you didn't mention that it was the fat and ugly women that remain single. Those women are far more likely to tie down a man because they know they won't be getting as much male attention going forward. Ironically, it's the less attractive women that are more likely to breed these days, because they actually need a man. Unless they're so ugly that they look like someone beat them with an ugly stick, and then no one wants them. The good-looking women are also more likely to easily put tons of men in the friend zone. Kevin, you say that you know several such women. Is it possible that a few of them put you in the friend zone, or that other guys in your friend circle have been put there instead? That's been my experience with such women. They lead many men on thinking that he's single and hanging around with them. Therefore, she must want a relationship. But when the guy approaches her and asks, she says, "Sorry, I just see you as a friend." Some of those women also have a bunch of gay friends from my experience, or they focus on their careers. One I knew had one that would be her emotional tampon and come over and cook for her. A lot of the time, gay men don't realize they're being used by women as emotional dumping grounds. They just figure that being around an attractive woman means that attractive men would also be near her, and that could provide them eye candy. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to our species is doomed if the hot women won't get married and have kids clown world show. The story you shared, Kevin, all ties to the idea of fertility rates collapsing in the West. These women that you describe are the ones that are primarily responsible for below replacement fertility, not the single mothers that we enjoy demonizing. They're at least having children. It's the attractive women with the career and options that are either waiting too long to have kids and then realizing that they're infertile, or the women choosing not to have them in the first place that are driving the fertility rates down to 1.4 to 1.5. The person that figures out how to motivate the attractive women that don't want relationships to have them will be the greatest hero in the world. The introduction of loverbots and AI girlfriends will take away the attention for these attractive independent women that you're talking about, Kevin. And as a result, if they want attention, they'll need to have relationships just like the other run-of-the-mill girls. But the average-looking woman in the future might get zero attention with virtual girlfriends and loverbots. So technology that frees men from women sexually might make the fertility rate fall a lot faster. But if somehow we convince these wallflowers to have at least one child, regardless of if it's with Tyrone out of wedlock or Sam Simpington before she takes into the cleaners, then we can get fertility rates to replacement levels. Plus, let's not forget, Kevin, that these single ladies you speak of are ultimately the ones responsible for those collapsing fertility rates. But no one will ever actually say that. It's not all women that are having less children. The women that usually have one go on to have two or more. But it's the women that have zero kids that are the real problem. But of course, you know that the global population crisis will ultimately be blamed on men for not manning up enough instead of going their own way. Remember, it's 25% of males and females staying single and not having kids that are dragging the fertility rates below replacement. Kevin, do you really think our society is going to blame the attractive childless women that you describe for falling fertility? Or will they blame men such as ourselves that go our own way and stay child-free for the free fall in population? I think we all know the answer to that. We will be the ones pointed out and blamed and shamed for not manning up and having kids with some women, especially as our governments become increasingly gynocentric and populated by them. They'll need someone to blame for collapsing pensions, and bachelors will make the perfect scapegoats. They'll probably blame inflation on us too because we refuse to work as much. And that means there's a labor shortage and the cost of labor will just go up and up. Because after all, those women that you mentioned, Kevin, they're generally still part of the workforce and don't sit in their mother's basements playing video games. The women you describe are toxic, but many are not. They just expect the best men because they see themselves as the best women. Also, imagine if we banned pets, how many of them would actually go stark raving mad because of it. But these women are now enjoying hedonistic lifestyles of partying, traveling, and going out with their friends. Not to mention getting their dopamine rush from their phones as well. In the past, there wasn't much else to do but make babies in life. Today, there are way too many distractions and ways to alleviate your boredom and whoredom. The guys I've known that hit on such women would eventually realize that they were being friend-zoned, and then they stopped talking to them. Then those women would tell everyone that those guys were jerks trying to turn everyone against them. A few such women burned through all their friend-zoned simps and have now found themselves alone with no attention, in their 40s, and that's why they get pets to become dog moms. Then eventually their pet dies, and they're devastated, and so they just buy another one to fill the void. Why do you think that pet cloning is now so popular? Many will probably pay $50,000 to have Fifi and Fido copied so they don't have to feel any emotional pain. I'm sure the future feminist government will impose some sort of bachelor tax on men and a social credit score through CBDCs if we don't get married. But these thin, attractive single women will most likely keep their privileges and not have to pay any extra money to the state for remaining childless. No one will mention that they're actually the gatekeepers of reproduction. Instead, men will be punished as if we are the gatekeepers. These sorts of women are everywhere. I just got back from Belgrade and noticed that the place has an epidemic of childless women that have more plastic surgery than Bruce Campbell in the film Escape from LA. And no, I didn't mean that as a joke. Many of them would make the Bogdanov brothers blush from how much work they've had done on their faces. Their fertility rate is just as bad as the women you mentioned, Kevin. At least the women you mentioned in the West are natural and don't look like Michael Jackson with fish lips and boobs. They also have a reality TV show in Belgrade that looks like Big Brother, except there's like 50 people in the same room having conversations. And I'm not sure what the show is called, but it's like watching a freak show. But in the West, the tattoo-free attractive women are taking themselves off the market, and there are more single mothers and fatzos than ever. Not to mention the super promiscuous women. So your choices between being with a train wreck of a woman or being friend-zoned by the ideal woman. Which way, young man? I was also friend-zoned by a woman like you mentioned in late 2013, and it helped motivate me to start this channel up. I looked at her social media while making this video, and there she still is, happily slim, single, and tattoo-free in her 40s as a dog mom. There were many men around her in her social media posts. I suspect that once the male attention starts to wane, she's gonna panic and try to find a man to be with. That's what I've seen with older women before as well. I'll keep you guys posted and see if she finally leaves singledom at some point. It's just crazy that the most fertile, beautiful, and seemingly sane women don't actually want to reproduce anymore. It doesn't bode well for our society. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kevin for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Kevin probably wants to smash in a hot, attractive woman like the ones he mentioned. But she's probably secretly getting smashed by her dogs as a dog thought. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the dog pill away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.